Our next guest is hoping to start the season off with the Blue Jays out of spring training, and he's certainly made a case so far. Pitcher Kyle Drabek joins us now on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. And Kyle, 2-0 with a 3.14 ERA, 12 Ks and 14 in the third innings, 13 hits allowed, walking six. Overall, you've got to be happy with your spring so far.
Yeah, I think it's going good. You know, working hard on, you know, mechanics and being able to repeat them, which kind of helps the, you know, the command of all my pitches, and seems to be working out so far.
Yeah, so far so good. Pitching five innings Tuesday night versus the Yankees. You got into trouble, but always got out of it, and kind of glad you did. You did get into trouble from time to time in that game, because that's part of your test this spring, and you passed.
Bruce Pappy, the pitching coach and our pitching coordinator, we've been working on, throwing the two-seamer just to try to get ground balls, and that's been kind of helping me get out of those bad situations.
Talk about what you've had to do not to fly off the mound after a pitch, something that was occurring for you last season, had you go a little wild. You've been pitching between ropes on the mound. What's that been like?
When I got down to spring training, I think February 1st, and the pitching coordinator threw down these two little yellow ropes, and one was to land on one, and the other one was I couldn't go past. And, that kind of helped me, be able to stay back and go straight towards home instead of, falling off towards first base.
Yeah, and do you feel this process, Kyle, in spring has also helped you square yourself to the plate and be more prepared to make that transition from pitcher to defender on every pitch?
I think it's, it's helped with the command, and not only that, but being able to stay consistent. I think last year I tried to change up a bunch of stuff, and it definitely didn't work for me. And I think this year doing all that kind of has, just helped me be consistent with my windup and stretch.
The more athletic you are, the better you can adapt. Do you feel you were more athletic than you were a year ago, Kyle?
I consider myself a pretty good athlete. Last year was just a learning experience. Talked to my dad a bunch about it, and, one of the main things he said was, learn from it and forget it.
Now, we're going to hear a little bit from your dad later on, because I talked to him about you as well just a few weeks ago, Kyle. So we're going to hear a bit of that in a moment. Kyle Drabek is with us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Jeff Sammet. Now, Ricky Romero, Kyle, he went through a similar experience. Now, he had this to say about your spring this morning with Brady and Lang.
We're seeing a different Kyle Drabek, and, he's determined, and the stuff speaks for itself. He's nasty on the mound, and I couldn't be more excited for him, and he's excited too.
Kyle, how much have you talked to him about his growth and experience into becoming a major league pitcher?
A bunch. I mean, he was one of the first guys that talked to me when I got traded here, and, we've been great friends ever since. And, talking to him about, how my year went last year, it was – in a way, kind of what my dad said, just learn from it and, make the adjustments. And, he's been real good with, he'll watch my bullpens, he'll watch my games, and, I can get feedback from him and learn from him anytime I need.
Now, your father, of course, Doug Drabek, Cy Young winner in the majors, he told you in the offseason, while everyone was telling you to forget last year, to remember it and learn from it and use it the right way heading into this season. Now, I spoke with your dad a few weeks ago about that. Here's what he had to say.
It's easy when things go good, but when it goes bad, though, you got to learn how to not accept it, but deal with it. And that was one thing I just tried to, all right, you know, you had problems with business. All right, don't accept that, you know, it's over with. Try to take it, pull something from it, and see what you can do to change it.
Kyle, that's great advice and great to be able to tap into what your dad has to say and draw from his experiences in moving forward.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's not only is he a great dad, but, you know, he lived through, you know, my dream and his dream. So, you know, it's great to have him there. You know, it's like a pitching coach at home that I can talk to about, you know, anything I need to.
What's it like for you as a pitcher, Kyle, to work with different catchers, you know, over the last couple of seasons between Las Vegas and Toronto, not to mention the different catchers that also cycle through the team and the organization? Is it difficult to get on the same page with some of them?
No. It's, you know, we have a bunch of, you know, great catchers here. I had, you know, JP and Molina when I was in Toronto, and then, you know, in Vegas I had Drummond and Buddy, and, you know, they understand hitters and they have great game plans. So, you know, it's easy, very easy to trust them and, you know, go with whatever they call.
You know, you and the rest of the club now know your manager, John Farrell, a little bit more. He's in his second year with the club. Talk about your relationship, Kyle, with your manager and how his time as a pitcher and pitching coach can help you.
It's great. You know, after games, he can talk to you. You know, in the clubhouse, he'll talk to you. You know, he always has himself available to talk to whenever you need him. And, you know, as pitchers go, I think it's great. You know, Bruce Pappy, you know, he's the best pitching coach I've had. And, you know, it's kind of nice to have pretty much another pitching coach as your manager.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And you spent time in Vegas last year, as we mentioned, in AAA 4-5 with a 6 ERA with the Jays last season. So what did you learn, Kyle, from your first real professional experience with adversity?
You know, I learned a bunch, physically, mentally. You know, it was one of my worst years, and you know, I'm not happy about that year, but in a way, I'm a little happy, I guess, in how much I learned just from, you know, from the walks and the bad games. And, you know, I think for me, it helped tremendously by learning from it. And, you know, now I can take all that in and use it this year.
Kyle, I have to ask you on a personal note, because it strikes me as a little bit odd for a pitcher to wear number 4. Why do you wear number 4?
You know, I don't know. You know, when I was with the Phillies, I was either number 4 or number 8.
Yeah.
And when I got traded, I got a text message asking if I wanted to be number 4, and I wasn't going to turn it down.
No, but it just strikes me as, don't change the number, Kyle. I'm not asking you to change a number. I love it. It's different. It's cool. I love it. It just strikes me as kind of odd, but I'm glad that, well, you attempted to explain it. I appreciate that. Kyle Dribbeck, best of luck. You have a city here full of Jays fans that are rooting for you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
There's a Blue Jays pitcher, hopefully in the starting rotation at season's start, Kyle Dribbeck on Sportsnet 590.